Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, First Republic Bank became the second largest bank failure in American history, pushing the March collapses of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank down to the third and fourth largest U.S. bank failures. Just this year, these three bank failures have involved more total assets than any other year of collapses. That's right, even worse than the Great Recession earlier this century. There's lots of news that the regular media isn't telling you about the perils lurking in America's banks. For instance, did you hear about the statement from a spokesperson from Goldman Sachs saying to expect more U.S. bank failures this year? Or have you been told how many hundreds of billions of deposits at America's banks have been withdrawn over the past 2 months? Have you heard from your regular media sources about the potential bank defaults on the quadrillions of dollars of derivatives contracts they own? Were you informed that 40 years ago there were 14,500 commercial banks in America, but at the end of last year that had declined over 70%? To just over 4,100? Did your usual media sources ever tell you about the more than $10 trillion of liquidity injections that the Federal Reserve provided to the 26 primary trading partner banks of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York? Has the regular media told you that after the first bank failure this year, that 5 weeks later the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve had soared by $623 billion? Or did you know that last week, after the failure of First Republic Bank, that in intraday trading on Thursday, gold reached its highest price ever, up more than 14% since the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank? Also last Thursday, did you know that the price of silver had soared more than 30% in the 8 weeks since the March bank failures? Did you even realize that if any other investment jumped 30% in price in just 8 weeks, that would be headline financial news? What other important news are you not hearing about? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.